We are beginning today's Shir and Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We were in the middle of Sif Dalid on page 202. We were up to the Ramah on the top line. The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim She'enu Chayav Levarach Midaraisa Im Lo Shosa V'Husayiv Lishtos. The Ramah tells us the Shita of the Mordechai that we had previously, and the Mordechai holds that you are not Chayav to bench Midaraisa if you do not drink, as long as you are desiring of a drink. In other words, if one is thirsty, then he's not chayiv in benching midaraisa. So the Ramah tells us that since there is a Yesh Omrim that says you're not chayiv in benching midaraisa unless you drink, if you are thirsty, v'tov li zor lechadchila, therefore it is good to be careful lechadchila in miktsasun shasu, miktsasun lo shasu. If there's a group of people who ate together, some drank and some didn't drink, sheyivarech misha shasa, that is better for one to lead the benching if he actually drank and has a chiyav daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Chaf Hei, Yesh Omrim She'enu Chayiv. Some say you're not Chayiv in benching midaraisa unless you drank. The Sviralu, they hold the Madar Darash Rabbi Meir B'Gemara. They hold that which Rabbi Meir darshens in the Gemara. V'achalta zo achila, v'savata zo shtia. Hakavana, the kavana of that drasha of v'achalta being achila and v'savata being shtia means d'imshasa li'achar achila oz chayiv levarich. That only if you drank after your ate, then you're chayav midaraisa and benching. V'imlav eino chayav ela midrabanan. And if not, if you ate and you did not drink, then you are only chayav and benching midrabanan. There's a very important sharatzion over here in Os Yud Ches. This shita that says you're only chayav and benching midaraisa is the shita of the Sefer Yireyim from Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. But says the Sharatzion, V'rov ha-poskim svir luhu, most poskim hold, tahai drasha asmachta ba'almuhu, that this drasha is only an asmachta, v'kavona sa-torah v'savata svir mamish. The Torah really means, v'achalta v'savata, that savata means to be full, and it's only an asmachta to say that it means shtia. V'af im nomar dekezayas havida raisa v'savata zu shtia, and even if you want to say that v'achalta is achila, and v'achila of a kezayas is already achila of daraisa. And the Savata, in fact, refers to drinking. Hakavona dim yochal o yishte yayin chayv levarich. V'ubracha achas mein shalosh. That even if you want to say that the Savata is shtia, it doesn't necessarily mean like the Yireyim that it's shtia after achilu, which creates the chiyuv daraisa. Rather, it just means that if one ate or drank, meaning if he drank wine, then he's chayv to make a bracha of mein shalosh, he's chayv to make a bracha of al hagefen. That is what the Beis Yosef says, Ukafi Mashabiru Hachron Dvarov. The Chain Mashma Beshitu Mekubetzes, the Mefarish Vesavata Zushtia, who inyam bifne atzmo. That is his own separate thing that's not connected to a Viachata. The Chain Mashma Betosis Yeshonim de Yuma. The Chain Matosi Acha Behedi Bechdush Ramban. Ubeemes Kola Rishonim Shazacharta Bibirlocha Sov Simon Kupay Dalad, all the Rishonim that I mentioned, says the Chavis Chaim in the Birlocha at end of Simon Kupay Dalad, Shaochzu Beshita Sharbinu Eliezer and Mitz, that they take on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and Mitz, the Kazayas Havidaraisa, that just eating a Kazayas of bread is a Chiv and benching Daraisa already, Ein Bekulam Echo Mehen Sheyiskor Da Chiyuva Hudafki Im Shasa. Now one of those Rishonim hold that the Chiyuv is Dafka if you drank as well. Therefore, you have to say that all the Rishonim hold like the Beis Yosef and like the Tosfos Rishonim that we just mentioned. To summarize the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud Ches, he's telling us that even though the Ramot brings down over here the sheet of the Mordechai, which is B'Shem, the Yireyim of Rabbi Yezer Mimitz, who holds V'achalta being Achila, V'savata being Shtia, means you need both Achila and Shtia to be Chayiv. He says, number one, most Rishonim learn that v'savata just means that you have to be full, you don't need to drink. And even the ones who say it means to drink, it's not a continuation of achila and then shtia. It's two separate things, that if one eats, he has a chiyuv daraisa, even if he only eats a kezayis. And if he drinks wine, he has a chiyuv daraisa, making an al gefen. So most Rishonim do not learn like this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, who learns that v'achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia, means it's a 1-2 punch, you have to have achila and then shtia. And therefore, that is a shita, it's really a das yochid, as we'll see, of the Yireyim. But the Ramah L'maisa says that since there is that shita of the Yireyim, that you're not chayiv and benching daraisa unless you drank, assuming you're thirsty to drink. Therefore, if there are those who drank and those who didn't drink, so you should let the one who drank lead the benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chavav, V'hu Sa'iv Lishtos, it's not enough that you didn't drink that you're not going to be chayv in the raisa. It has to be that you're thirsty. If you ate and you didn't drink but you're not thirsty, then according to everyone, you're chayv in the raisa even without drinking. So this whole chiddush of the Yerayim is only that you're not chayv in the raisa if you didn't drink when you are thirsty and you still didn't drink. If you look at note 27, he says, "V'af im tzomok tas." Even if you're a little thirsty, the Magen Avraham tells us earlier, "Shemuchuyim midaraisa," that you would be chayiv in benching midaraisa. That's not considered thirsty. Now, if you look back at note 26, he tells us, "Ulamaisa im rotz levarach bechas amozam vodenu tzamei." Lamaisa, if one wants the bench and he's still thirsty, Rav Yoshev says, "Shehayorei as dvar Hashem lo yuvarach lilishtos." One who fears Hashem should not bench until he drinks. The chen kosev hashon halachos. Shaladeya hamuvas b'rama kan, that according to the sheet that's brought in the Rama, im yishta achar brichas hamazon yischayev levarach achar gamar haTorah, that if you're going to drink after benching, you're then going to be chayev and benching with the raisa, kemosh dan haChazanish, like the Chazanish discussed. V'yeshli yizor shelo yavoli dekach, we want to try to avoid that, and therefore one should try to drink before he benches to avoid that problem. U'bayelas hashachar hevi shekein noga chavetz chaim atzma lishos b'sof kol suda. That's how the chavetz chaim himself was knowing that he would drink at the end of every suda before he benched to make sure it would be a chiv daraisa, even l'fi this shita of the Yerayim. In Sivkotan Chav Zayin, he tells us in the Mishabura v'tov lizor l'chadchila, one should be careful l'chadchila that the one leading the benching should be one of the people that in fact drank. Rotzalomra needs to say, the l'fi psak ha-mechaber mikodem, according to the shita of the mechaber in this sif earlier, dim yesh mishem b'chuya b'davar midaraisa, sheyodeh levarach, that if there's one who's chayiv midaraisa and benching and knows how to bench, mitzvah shiyavarach hu lahotzi acherim, he should be the one leading the benching to patter other people. So tov lachosh gam l'shita zo. We should also be worried about this shita. Sheyavarach misha shasa achar achilasa lahotzi acherim, that if we're going to have one person benching and pattering other people, it should be a person who drank and therefore has the chi of daraisa. The same way that we said in the Mechaber, that one who ate till he was full, who has the chi of daraisa, according to that shita, he should lead the benching. So to over here, l'fi the Yerayim, one who drank, who has a chiyav daraisa, he should lead the benching. D'hu m'chuyav b'vadam midaraisa, the one who drank is for sure chay midaraisa. Im lo sha'osan sheshasu ein yodam levarech, unless, of course, the ones who drank don't know how to bench. D'oz yuchal lahutzi osan afibu mishlo shasa. In that case, then even one who didn't drink would be able to be motzi everyone in benching. Just like the Mechaber said, just like the Mechaber said, l'gabe idin k'deisviya, that l'chavchila, one who ate a k'deisviya, who has a chiyav daraisa, should lead the benching. But if he doesn't have a bench, then one of the people who only ate a kazayas could in fact lead the benching. Here also, even one who didn't drink could lead the benching. Sivkoton chof ches. Sheyivarech misha shasa. Again, the one who drank should lead the benching. V'afal pikin. And even so, imiktsasan ochlu lasova velo shasu. If there was two groups of people eating together, one group ate till they were full, but they didn't drink. Umiktsasan lo ochlu lasova veshasu. And there was another group that didn't eat till they were full, they did drink. So therefore, the first group, according to some shitas, was chayv deraisa because they ate till they were full. But according to some shitas, they were not chayv deraisa because they didn't drink. And the other group were chayv deraisa according to the other group because they drank, but not lefi the first group because they didn't eat till they were full. So says the Mishabura, mutav sheyavarchu osan she'ochel asova. It's best that the one leading the benching should be the one that ate till he was full. The chayovim midaraisa l'das ha'poskim afshel shasu. As we'll see, that is a chiyav daraisa in benching according to most poskim, even though he didn't drink. V'dasa Mordechai b'shem haravenu Eliezer mimitz das yechidohi. Because the other shita, like we mentioned previously, that says you're only chayav daraisa if you drank, that's only das yochid of the Yerayim, and therefore it's better for one who ate till he was full to lead the benching, and not one who ate and drank. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Oschaf, he just points this out, that's from the Magen Avraham. And it means to say, Rotzalomer, the after Ladas Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz Kazayas Have Midaraisa, even though according to Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, even only eating Kazayas is ready to chiyav daraisa, Harov HaPoskim ain't sovereign came. Most poskim don't hold that way, most poskim hold that you have to be Saveya, you have to be full to be chayav midaraisa. Continues the Mishabura. Mishahaya Saveya Kodem Sha'acha, one who is full before he started eating. The ochal achila gasa, and he ate an achila gasa, shalhoya tzarech lousa achila, it was a totally unnecessary achila, he was full when he started, but he ate anyway. Afal pikein, even so, imnene grona meousa achila, if his throat got some pleasure from that achila, mevarech olav lefanav lo'acharav, it still warrants a bracha before eating, and a bracha after eating. Umotzi acherim, and he also could be motzi others in his brachos. But says the Mishabura Vim Nafsho Kotza Allah Einu Nene Grono, but if he's so full that he's disgusted by the food and he gets no pleasure in his throat by eating the achila, Einu Roy Lavarech Lola Fanev Lola Chariah, in that case he's not fit to make a bracha, not before the achila, not after the achila. Lefisha Zo Einu Chashuva Achila Klal, because that's not considered an achila at all. L'chol mitzvah shebat Torah, according to all any mitzvah of the Torah, commotion is bar b'simin tof ayin vav, u'b'simin tof reish yud beis. And that ends simin kuf tzadi zayin. And now let's begin the next simin kuf tzadi ches, about echad nichnas eitzel shlosha shlachu, one person who comes by three who already ate. So on page 202, we'll now begin simin kuf tzadi ches. The Mechaber says, shlosha shachlu, three people that ate the heim mevarachim and they're benching, v'nichnas echad shelo ochal, and then one person enters that did not eat. So im nichnas k'sha'omer ha'mevarech nevarach she'achal mishalo, if he comes in when the one leading the benching is saying nevarach she'achal mishalo, ona acharav, he should answer after him baruch u'mevarach shmo tamid li'olam va'ed. He can't say baruch she'achal mishalo because he didn't eat. So he says instead this sentence of baruch u'mevarach shmo tamid li'olam va'ed. If he came in a little bit later, not when the Mevarach was saying Nevarach Shachan Mishalo, but rather while the other people that were there were answering Baruch Shachan Mishalo, then he should not say anything with them, but he should be Ona Achareim Amen, he should answer Amen afterwards. Says the Ramah, V'chein V'chol HaBrachos Sh'adam Shomea Chayav Lanos Amen, so too by all Brachos that a person hears, he should answer Amen. The Mechaber continues on page Kuf Beis on the top. V'imheim asara, if there were 10 people there in the Zimun and he came in and didn't eat, then he should say, Omer Baruch Elokeinu u'mevarach shmo tamid li'olam va'ed. He says the same sentence, but he adds in the word Elokeinu because he is joining in somewhat to the Zimun of 10 people. V'hu adinim hoya sham kishegamru milecha v'lo ochal imohem. Says the Mechaber, this is not limited to the case we're discussing so far where he came in when they were about to bench. The same din applies if he was there while they were eating, but he didn't take part in the achila. Kachu ona achar mevarach v'achar ha'onim. That's the way he would answer after the leader and after the ones who are answering. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah back to page 202. Sivkot and Aleph. First, let's see note number one, on that which the Mechaber says that if a person comes in when they're about to bench and he did not eat, V'chein Misha Achal Ukfar Zimein, says note number one, the same din would apply someone who ate already, but he already was part of a Zimun. So Dayan Fisher says, Sha'one Ke'echad Shalo Achal Klal, he would answer the same way a person answers who didn't eat. Again, so the same way a person who did not eat and came in at the end when they're about to bench, he says, Baruch Umavarach Shmo Tamid L'Olam Va'ed, so too someone who ate, but he benched already and he was part of a Zimun, then he would say that same sentence. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph. The Mechaber discusses a case where he came and he didn't eat, but what if he drank? So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im shasa, if he drank, afilu lo nitztarif imoyim klal, even if he did not really join together with them, yochol lomar baruch she'achalnu, then he could answer like everyone else, baruch she'achalnu, because lemaisa, he's saying the truth by saying baruch she'achalnu because he drank. Tishtia b'chal achila, because shtia is included in achila. When it comes to be answering a Zimun of 10, where they're mentioning Hashem's name, to go so far to say this person who is not koveh with them, that he's going to say Baruch Elokeinu, Nishra Prima Gadim B'Safik Ayin Shom, the Prima Gadim there ends off B'Safik. But it's clear that if it's a Zimun of 3, and a person drank, even if he was not mitzarif with them, he could say the regular response of Baruch Shechal Mishulov Tavochainu like everyone else says. Let's look at note number 2. V'afilu shosa rak mayim avur Baruch HaShulchan sheyochol lanos Baruch Shechalnu. So says the Baruch HaShulchan, even if he only drank water, where we discussed earlier that you can't be one of the three for a zimun if you only drank water, but over here we are just trying to say Baruch Shechalnu together with the other three, so then drinking water would be enough. If you look at note number 3, he says, because of a Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shedavkim Ocha Kazayas Yerek, Oshosa Revias Mashke Shneskaya Bebracha Achrona, that which we say that you could respond with the Tzibur, Baruch Shachanu Mishulov Tavochainu, even though you were not Koveya with them, that's only if you ate at least a Kazayas or you drank a Revias, where you're Chayav Bebracha Achrona, then Yochol Lano Simo and Baruch Shachanu Mishulov. That's when you could have the regular response that you did Nachila, Achim Ocha Pochos Meshir Zeh, Ona Baruch Umavarach, but if you only ate or drank less than a Kazayas or a Revias, then you would only say the same answer that a person who did not eat at all answers. Let's see note number 4 as well. We said in the Mishabura that Shtiyah is Bechal Achila, V'chein mi sha'achal b'mokom echad. Says note number four, so too one who eats in one place. The ato bo l'mokom acher shemezamnim sham. Now he comes to another place where they're doing a zimun, but he was not mitztarif with these people in the Achila. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says as well that sha'ona imo em baro shachanu. He could say baro shachanu because l'maisa he ate, even though he's not really part of the zimun, he could say baro shachanu because he did eat. U'kein zeh kosav kavachayim. Similarly says the kavachayim, if he ate a kazayas of bread after the 3 or 10 already washed my machronim, so he can't be mestarif with them in the achila, but lamaisa he ate, so also yachaloma bro shachanu, he also could answer with them. Even though he's not mestarif, he could say bro shachanu because that would be the truth, because lamaisa he did eat. Because he has to answer to the Zimun. Since Lamaisa he ate, Yomar Baruch Shachanu. Continues note number 4 and tells us, Omdamim Ochal pass the Shama Zimun Mibayas Acher. But if he did eat bread, but he hears the Zimun coming from a different house, there Ruchai Kriyaski says he should not answer from his house. And continues to note, Ruchisha'ochal pass Bechader Echad. And if he ate bread in one room, Vishomer Shemizamnim Ba'uso Bayas Bechader Acher, and he hears that they're making a Zimun in that house in a different room, the Eishal Avram says he could answer, Baruchum Avaral Shmo. Kevanshu Kara Vigam Shomea, but Scheinberg says, and he proves that he does not have to answer based on what the Mishabru is going to tell us very shortly in the next of Katam, where he explains the whole reason why you say Baruchum Avarach with them is so you shouldn't hold back from praising Hashem when you're sitting together with a chabura that's making a zimun. And that's only shach if you're sitting with them, but if you're in a different room, there would be no reason, says Rosh Scheinberg, based on the reason of the Mishabura, to say Baruch Mavarach. Let's see that in the Mishabura, Sivkotan Beis, why we have this halacha that the one who joins together with them after the rachila, that he says Baruch Mavarach Shmotami Lelam Vaed, the aim in Aroi Sheyia Odom Eitzel Chabura Shemazminim Atzmam Litin Sheval Vahodoya Lo Yisparach Hu Yimda Mizeh. It's not appropriate that a person should be with a group of people that are preparing themselves to give praise and thanks to Hashem, and he's to hold himself back, and therefore it's appropriate that he should join in. Sivkotan Gimel the Mishavura is going on that which the Mechaber says, that if he comes in a little bit later, when the other people, the people answering, are already saying Baruch Shachan Mishalo, he should not say it with them, but he should only answer Amen. Rotzalomer Da'oz Lo Yuchal Lanos Baruch. There he can't say Baruch. He can't say Baruch Shachanu. Kevan Shalo Shama Mipi Amezamin Shabishu Lavaruch. I'm sorry, he can't say Baruch Mavaruch even, because he didn't hear from the leader that they want to bless Hashem, and therefore he can't be part of the blessing. He could only answer Amen. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Beis, he asks the kasha that should be glaring to everyone. The Avshe Paschu Le'el B'Simen Nun Zayin B'Mishabura, the Av Mishalo Shoma Baruchu M'Pi Hashatz Mikomakom Onei Matzibu B'Shava. Even though we learned earlier, Lagavi Lavachas the Baruchu, that if you come into Shul late and the Tzibur is responding to the Chazan and they're answering the Baruchu, you join in with the answering. And here we're saying when you come in with the people who are answering to the Mezamein, to the Mevarech, you don't say with them. You wait till they finish and you answer Amen. What's the difference? Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Hosam an Yoso hu mamish kishel tzibur. That's because you're responding to Baruch Hu the exact same response that the Tzibur is responding. Mashen kin hocho, which is not the case over here. Heim omen Baruch she'achandu, v'hu one Baruch hu mevarech. Here, since you're giving a different answering, it's not enough to come in while the Tzibur is answering and join with them, because you're not really joining with them. You're not saying the same thing. And therefore, if you were there when the Mevarech says that we should bless Hashem, then you could say your response, Baruch Mevarech, even though they're saying Baruch Shachanu. But if you come in while they're saying Baruch Shachanu, there you can't just join in with your response. In that case, you would answer Amen afterwards. Says the Mishabu in Sivkotan Dalud, Ona Achareim Amen, you say after them Amen, after they say Baruch Shachan Mishalo, Kechol HaBracho Sh'adam Shomei Mepi Yisrael, like every other bracha that a Yid hears from another Yid, he answers Amen, Shetzarach Lanos Amen Acharav, you have to answer Amen after any bracha. V'im Shoma Acharakach Mepi HaMezamei Kishachozav Amar Baruch Shachan Mishalo, if after you answer Amen to the Tzibur, saying Baruch Shachan Mishalo, you then hear the Mevarech respond and say as well, Baruch Shachan Mishalo, Tzorach Lanos Orapam Amen. You have to say Amen a second time. Kechol HaBracho Sh'adam Shomea Mipi Echad, like any other bracha that a person hears from one person, V'chozer V'shama Osa HaBracho Mipi Asheni, and then you hear another person making the same bracha, that you answer Amen to both. So too over here, even after you answered Amen to the Tzibur's Baruch Shachan Mishalo, you'll answer Amen to the Mevarech's Baruch Shachan Mishalo as well. Kosav HaTaz, the Taz writes, Im nichnas achas shekvar hisulam avarach lomar b'rosh shachanu. But if you came in a little bit later, we said if you came in when the mezamin is introducing the benching, saying the v'rosh shachanu mishalo, then you say baruch hu v'rosh shmo tami lalam v'ot. If you come in when the tzibur is responding baruch shachanu mishalo, then you just answer amen. But what if you come in afterwards, where the mevarech is already responding baruch shachanu, then says the Taz, ein tzarech lanos amen. In that case, you don't even have to answer amen. But there are various achronim that argue on this and say that you should say amen in that case as well. Sivkotan hey, as we turn the page, we said in the Ramah that you answer amen just like you answer amen to all brachos. Bein birchas hamitzos, bein birchas hanenin. Both we answer amen to birchas hamitzos and we answer amen to birchas hanenin. And then we said if there are 10 people there, then the response you say is baruch elokeinu umavaruch shmo tamid liolam vaed. Says the Mishaburin in Sivkotan Vav on the top line of page Kuf Beis. Omer baruch elokeinu. Haynu kisheshomer lahamavaruch shomer nevaruch elokeinu. This is only again being consistent with what we said before. If you heard from the Mevarach who said, Nevarach Elokeinu, then you say this response. However, v'im shama rak la'onim, but if you only heard the tzibur responding, Baruch Elokeinu, shechal mishalot tovoch ha'inu, omer rak, amen bovad, you'll also answer amen afterwards alone, kana like we just saw. U'bebirchas nesu and ona, but if it's sheva brachos, then you say, Baruch Elokeinu, mevarach shmotami le'olam v'ed, sha'asimcha b'ma'ono, you add in those two words, sha'asimcha b'ma'ono. The last thing the Mechaber told us was, V'hu adin im hoya sham kishegomru milecho. So too, if you were there when they finished eating, V'lo ochal imoem, and you didn't eat with them, kachu ona achar ha-mevarach v'achar onon. This is how you respond and you answer after the mevarach and after the onim. Now here the Mechaber is discussing a different case. Till now the Mechaber is discussing that you came in after they finished eating and you heard the leader say nevarach shachal mishalo, or you came in even later and you heard the tzibur responding baruch shachal mishalo. Now the Mechaber says the same thing applies if you come in before they finish eating and you were there while they were eating even though you didn't eat, so you respond the same thing after the mevarach and after the onim. So the Pashas one would say that if you come when the Mevarach is saying Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo, you would say the same thing that we said before. You would say Baruch Mevarach Shmo Tami Lalam Vaed. And Achara Ona would mean if you came in later when they were already giving their response of Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, you would answer Amen. But here the Mishabura says that's not what the Mechaber means. For Rotzalomar, Sivkot and Zayim, what the Mechaber means to say is Af Sha'omar Mitchilu Im HaMasum Baruch Mevarach. In this case, when you were there when they had the Achila, and now you're responding to the Mevarach, Baruch Mevarach, Tzorach lanos l'besof amen gam ken achara onim. In this case, you also should answer amen to the onim. So in this case, you're going to do both. You're going to say, while they're saying baruch shachanu, you're going to say baruch mevarach shmo tami l'olam v'ed, and then you're going to answer amen to their baruch shachanu. However, if you look at the Shai Tzion Ozvav, he brings this from the Nachlas Tzvi, hamuva b'prim b'gadam b'pri chadash b'likutov, obag niborim. But the low kilechem chamudos is sharek nes agdolo, but there are achronim lechem chamudos, and the sharek nes agdolo who argue and say in this case would be the same as the case before. You wouldn't do both, saying Baruch Mevarach Shmo Tami Lalam Vaed, and also answer Amen to there. It would be the same halacha as we said earlier. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with Mirtz Hashem next time with Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes.